As we've indicated in a number of ways, the 1960s were a time of crisis, and you see that reflected in church attendance, church membership figures. In many, many denominations in Britain, but particularly England, I think I'd have to say, England is distinct from the other nations of the United Kingdom, church attendance was almost halved in a single decade. It was just a catastrophic time. And very, very heavy losses since that time. So 70s, 80s, 90s, big, big declines. So that it wasn't unrealistic for people to say, well, look, it doesn't look as if the church has a future at all. You know, will the last Christian turn out the last light in the last church at some point, you know, around about the year 2040 or something of that nature? But actually, what's been happening more recently shows a different picture. So since the year 2000, we can see the big declines slowing. And in actual fact, the latest figures from the Church of England, for example, year 2011, which are the latest figures available, just come out, indicate that although there's a slight technical decline for that year, it's so small that you can pretty much say it's level pegging. And there's a lot of indication from other figures, from other denominations, other networks, from other surveys, that, yeah, that's a pretty widespread trend, that actually the big declines have slowed and we're somewhere near the bottom, looking hopefully at beginning to reverse the trend. Now, it's going to take a long time to do that because the demographics are such that it's going to be a while before you see a lot of change in the figures. Also because a lot of the growth that we're aware of is under the radar. It's not counted because it's not part of a system. It's just spontaneously arisen through independent church plants. But there's a feeling that we're over the worst. That's not a call to complacency. But better times may well be ahead of us. At least there's an opportunity.